Log Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate and another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, we're grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. We thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. We thank God for another blessed broadcast. We are on part 4 tonight, title being Unscriptural Offices Are Not Part of the Restoration. Unscriptural offices are not part of the restoration. Glory be to God. And as we wait for my brother to join us, wherever you listen to us, listen to us at, why don't you join us in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we're grateful for your word today. We're grateful for the opportunity you've given us, Lord, to share your word with the listeners. We ask today that you will bless your people, Lord God, as they hear. Lord, bless the speakers to rightly divide the word of truth. So, Lord God, we are so grateful that you've given us such an opportunity to deliver your message, to deliver your word in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to the Boshata. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory to the Bohunarabashita. Glory. In Jesus' name. And Lord God, we just thank you. And we praise you and magnify you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. We're grateful once again for another golden opportunity that God has given us. And I want to share from the Word of God tonight that the Lord has been dealing with me on in, you know, connection with this per se. Amen. And I think that we as believers need to understand this very, very much so, of the work of the Lord tonight in Jesus' name. We are so grateful for such a time as this that the Lord has definitely given to his people to have this opportunity to be restored, to be refreshed, to be revived, and that we may learn more of this restoration work of the Lord. Having said that, let us go to the first book of Corinthians, chapter 12. And I want to share something that the Lord has dealt with me. Glory be to God. And hallelujah. And I just want to take a look this from the scripture point of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. first book of Corinthians, chapter 12. And I want to share with you the word of God on why that there are offices of the Lord in the body of Christ. From what the Lord has revealed, has been letting us know, and it's important. And this is why this is titled Unscriptural Offices. It's not part of the restoration. Now, let me patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother. God bless. God bless. Well, once again, look like we're having this difficulty again. Satan, we bind you. We rebuke you. The Lord rebukes you. We command you to cease in your maneuvers and your operations and hindering this broadcast. Satan, you are a liar. You would not hinder this broadcast in the name of Jesus. We command you to take your hands off this communications. We command you to cease in your maneuvers. We command you to go and turn loose. And Father, we call on you, Lord Jesus, to send your warring angels to combat the enemy in the heavenlies that's hindering this broadcast. In the name of Jesus Christ, glory to the living God. In Jesus' name, glory. Amen. Now, brother, he will be calling back in. Once again, we've had this technical difficulties, but most definitely, no doubt, is a hindrance of the enemy trying to hinder this word from getting out. Amen. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, I'm going to need a little bit to work on this because I need to show where that there are spiritual offices in Christ Jesus, okay? And from what the word of the Lord has dealt with me on, let us look into this thing now. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and I'm going to start at verse 1. And the word of God said, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give to you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all." Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, and as my brother, he will be calling back in a few minutes. I have to show where, and let's try this again. God bless you, brother. God bless. Satan, you are a defeated foe. We command you to turn loose right now. Turn loose. Turn loose of hindering this broadcast. In the name of Jesus. Turn it loose right now. We command you. We don't beg you. We don't plead with you. We command you right now to turn this thing loose in the name of Jesus.
In the name
glory
of
to the
Christ,
living God.
I command you to lose this wrong line in Jesus Christ's holy
name.
Righteous name. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you.
Yes, Lord.
And your demons that's trying to interrupt, trying to block, trying to hinder, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit and power of the Lamb. Satan,
yes,
the Lord God, rebuke you. Take your hands off this line. Take your kept your
in the name
on
of Jesus.
Phone line. In Jesus Christ's name, I command you.
Yes, Lord. Command you now. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. God bless, brother. God bless. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, he'll be calling back in a few minutes. You know, Satan does not want me to get this thing out. But who cares what he wants? We're going to do it God's way. And God wants this to get out. Amen. Glory be to God. So let's try this again. God bless, brother. God bless. God bless. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Loose and let it go. Loose and let it go right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. We command you. We command you right now. In Jesus' name. You foul spirit. Turn loose of this broadcast. Right now, we command you to stop right now. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the blood. We plead the blood. Right now, in Jesus' name, we plead the blood. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every believer that is listening out there, I ask that you would join in with me in spiritual warfare against the enemy right now that's trying to hinder this broadcast. We bind you, Satan. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Turn it loose right now in Jesus' name. The Lord rebukes you. We plead the blood against you. We plead the blood against your works right now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to the living God. Glory to the living God. Hallelujah. Glory in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory to the living God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Ulabakatarabashi. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Glory to the living God. Lord, stretch forth your hand, Lord God, this day, and show your power once again. Show your power once again, Lord God. Show your power once again in the name of Jesus. Put your hand, Lord, on these airwaves. Lay your hands on these airwaves, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you are omnipotent. You are omnipotent, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to the living God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. People, God is all powerful. And as we have said to you before, we when we come on the broadcast, some of you may think that we're just sitting at home fiddling our thumbs and just make up something just to come before y'all. But no, many times it is a battle, people, just to come before you guys with the word of the Lord. It's a battle many times. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.
Amen. Thank God for the power of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
And for the prayers of the saints. Good
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. Lord
Amen.
Jesus, brother, I tell you, hallelujah. And that devil didn't want none of this to get out. He didn't want none of this at all. Great God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, he is.
Somebody out there listening.
Amen. Brother, I went to praying, buying the enemy, and then I called on some more of the saints. I said, saints,
Amen.
Join in with me in warfare against the enemy. And boy, I know some saints was out there in the warfare. We hear you, Sister Anderson. We hear you. Amen. We hear you, Sister Ted. We hear you. Amen. You know, it's some warriors out there praying, you know. And I just told the people, you know, some of them may think that we just sit at the house and fit our thumbs and say, oh, let's talk about this on the broadcast, you know, and just bring up some. But it's a battle.
Yeah.
Many times, people, for just might well say, the most of the time we've been on the broadcast, and even as of late, as we have been going into deeper subjects with you guys, it's been a battle. And it ain't just been a battle here on getting connected online neither, okay? We want y'all to understand that, because Satan has been bringing up whatever to try to hinder us from coming on the broadcast. So to some of you who think that way, I want you to know it's not as simple as you think, okay? It's not as simple as
Amen.
You think.
Amen.
And plus, tonight, I want to give what the Lord has shared with me, and I had to really look at this to present it. And I'm presenting tonight, and I need a little time to walk with this here on how that there are spiritual offices in the church that God has set, which includes the apostle and prophet ministry. And I want to give the word of God on it to show and how God dealt with me. So I call the people to begin. Let's look in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And I want to read these verses again. Satan, I'm going to read it again. So you might well just get upset because you can't stop the word of God from going. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I'm going to read verses 1 to verse 6. Verses 1 to verse 6. And the word of God said, now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, hopefully, before this is over, we'll come back to that verse. Now, verse 4 says, now, there are diversities of gifts,
Amen.
But the same Spirit. And there are the differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities Amen. Of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Now, before I get into this second part, I want to also show that verses 4, 5, and 6, the Apostle Paul was showing that Godhead is involved in these gifts. Now, people say, well, how did he show that the Godhead was involved? Okay, verse 4. He said, now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Now, the Godhead is the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. So there go the Spirit right there, the Holy Spirit. Number 2, he said, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. Verse 6 says, And there are diversities of operation, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. The same God. Who? God, that's God the Father. Now, you may say, wait a minute. The God here is the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. He didn't mention Jesus being involved. Yes, he did. Going back to verse 5. He said, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. Now, you may say, wait a minute. That didn't say Jesus. Yes, it is saying Jesus. Go back to verse 3. Wherefore, I give you understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. So, verse 5, you can put Jesus' name there instead of the Lord, showing what? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. These three is involved in these gifts. Okay. Now, let's walk a little bit further. Verse 4 said, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Now, we see the word gifts has a S, which is plural. Okay? Now, what he's saying is that there are different gifts. Okay? Now, the different gifts that he's dealing with, especially two of them that we will see in this chapter, the gifts here is referred to as spiritual gifts and ministry gifts. Now, to show you this, we're going to be flipping back and forth. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. And we're going to look at verse 8. And we're going to look at verse 11. Verse 8 and verse 11 in Ephesians chapter 4. Now, remember, Paul said there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. So the same Holy Ghost is involved in these different gifts, okay? And so in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 says, wherefore, well, let's go to verse 7 first. It said, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he say, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. He led captivity captive and gave. In other words, he gave what? Gifts unto men. What is those gifts? Verse 11. And he gave. Do you see that? And he gave. Just like in verse 8, he led captivity captive and gave. He gave what? Gifts. What are the gifts? Verse 11, and he gave some apostles. These are ministry gifts. And some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, so when he talks about these diversities of gifts, he mentioned it especially the spiritual gifts and the ministry gifts, okay? The spiritual gifts and the ministry gifts. Now, let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, okay? So we got that and looked at that when he said in verse 4 that there are diversities of gifts. And what we're going to understand is that in this 12th chapter, he's going to talk about both of them, the spiritual and the ministry gifts, okay? So he said, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, okay? Now there are differences of ministrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. Now, the spiritual gifts that he's talking about is in the same 12th chapter, and it starts at verse 8 and go to verse 10. For one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, the gifts of healing, the working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But all these work of the one and the self-same Spirit, divide into every man severally as he will. So these gifts of the Spirit here, amen, is given by the Holy Ghost. And get this, these spiritual gifts gives you the ability to do something that you could not normally do with your own ability. Do we understand that? Because they are spiritual gifts given by the Lord. And get this, because the Holy Ghost gives severally as he will, these are not gifts you can turn off and on with a switch. Okay?
Yeah.
These gifts have to operate according to the Spirit. Okay? As the Spirit will. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now, he finna talk about, notice he talked about that first. Now he finna talk about the ministry gifts in this chapter. But let's go back up to verse 5, okay, to show you that these ministry gifts are offices in the body of Christ. Look at verse 5. And the word of God said, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Now, give me a second here, and I want to turn to the concordance, and we're going to look at the Hebrew word for the word administration, okay? And I want to share with you what the word administration in the Hebrew. Glory to God. The word administration means in the Hebrew. Now, the word administration, and I want you to listen to this closely, okay? The word administration, the original Greek word is diakonia. I hope I said it right. Diakonia. Now, this is what this word diakonia means, okay? It means attendance as a servant, figuratively, aid, official, service, especially of the Christian teacher, or technically of a diaconate. But listen to what else it means. It means minister or ministering. It means trace ministration. It means ministry. Also, it means office, relief, service. So it also means office. Now, when you look up the word administration in Webster, one of the definitions, now, the word administration, according to Webster, got five definitions. And one of them means the term of office of an administrator, officer, or body. So it's a term of office, okay? Now, keep that in mind. So these diversities of administration or ministries or offices, but it's the same Lord that is over. What is the diversity? Well, let's look at verse 28 in this same chapter. And this goes along with Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. And it says what? And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongue. Then he asks a question. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? Now, so he mentions the offices or ministry gifts in verse 28, and he also mentions the same ministry gifts in Ephesians chapter 4, which are also spiritual offices in the body of Christ. Notice something else, too, in this 1 Corinthians 12 chapter. He also mentions the spiritual gifts and the ministry gifts here in this same chapter. Why is that important? Because you notice in verse 28, after he started talking about teachers, he said, after that, miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversity of tongues. Then he asks a question. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? Now, wait a minute. Why you jump from office to the gifts. Well, actually, when you look at it, and he asks the question, are all workers of miracles? That is also referring to a spiritual office too. You said, well, how is that? Because, and I need you to hear this closely, any believer can be used in the spiritual gifts, but when you are called to a particular spiritual office in Christ, there are certain gifts that God gives to you according to that office, okay? Which means that it will carry a greater anointing in that office because it's given to you. Now, you said, what do you mean? Let's take Philip, for example. Let's go to Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. We're going to take Philip, for example. Now, we know what Philip was, okay? Acts chapter 8, and we're going to look at verse 5 and 6. Now, we know that Philip end up being what? An evangelist, okay? Look what it says in verse 5, 6. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them, and the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing what? The miracles which he did. See, that was with his ministry. Glory to God. And so that spiritual gift was given with his ministry. And so whatever of the spiritual, of the ministry, spiritual officer you call to, there's a particular gift that God would give with it. And once again, he can use any believer in the gifts. But once that gift is given to your office, it will constantly go and flow, and it carries a greater anointing because it's fitted with the office. Now, let's go to the word of the Lord. And I want to look at what is called the articles of faith and practice, okay? The articles of faith and practice. And I want to look in here, and God had inspired these men to write the articles of faith and practice. Amen. Glory be to God. And I want to look at number 13. It's number 13. Actually, there were 25 things in the article in Faith and Practice written. And I want to look at number 13. Okay? Now, look what it says. We believe in the same church organization as existed in the time of Christ and his apostles. The highest office in the church is that of an apostle. Now, notice what he said. The highest office in the church is that of an apostle. Notice that he didn't say the only office in the church is that of an apostle. He said the highest, which means that there are other offices. Amen? But the office of an apostle is the highest. If he would have said the only office, then there would have never been no other office. But he said the highest office, okay, which means that there are other offices, which is going back to the Bible, what we see the list that the apostles were put in, which is in Ephesians 4 and 11 and in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, let's continue to walk from there. We're going to go to what is called a message 66, okay? Message 66. And I want you to hear what God has said concerning a particular person. I would say a brother in Christ because he was serving of the Lord. And it's called the 66th message. It's got 25 verses, and I'm going to look at verse 20 in the 66th message, okay? Verse 20 in the 66th message, God sent his angel, March the 12th, 1945. Now, listen to what he says. This is a message from the Lord through his angel. He said, let his servant Colin come into this work and be set apart as a what? Elder, moreover, as a what? As an evangelist. That's on the list of what we saw in the Bible. The Lord has preserved him for this cause that he might bring life and peace to many. Okay, so God said, let him be set apart. That's ordained, consecrated, set apart. as an elder, get this, moreover, as an evangelist. Now, let's go to the 73rd message. This is seven messages later. This same man, okay, called the 73rd message, and it's got 20 verses in there, and I'm going to read verse 11 to show that this evangelist also is an office. Okay, this is part of the spiritual officers in Christ. Message 73. Sent out August 12, 1949. Look what he says. He said, "Behold, saith the Lord, let my servant call it." The same man we read about in 66th message. "Continue in his place, office and calling." So what was he called? He was called an elder, moreover what? An evangelist. So the ministry gifts are spiritual offices in Christ. Now, people might wonder, okay, what about the women? Yes, women can have an evangelistic. Listen, first of all, let's remember about the evangelistic call. In general, all of us in the body of Christ has an evangelistic call. What is that? To preach the good news, okay? That's whether you man or woman. So the center thing, we all have an evangelistic call, okay? But here's the difference. In the fivefold ministry spiritual offices, the ministry gifts, there involves also ordination. And when it involves ordination, the authority of the priesthood is given. Now, women, when you hear this, don't get offended. I'm not trying to put you down. If you got a question about this, ask Jesus, okay? That's all I'm going to say, okay? Because this is not Brother Nate rules. The priesthood authority was given to men, to males, by God. Now, I have talked to some women in the past. They got hot mad. I said, listen, if it was up to me, okay, because remember what's in the priesthood authority, baptism, the right to baptize, give sacrament, ordain. In the scriptures, you have not seen women doing that.
Amen.
I just took a silence for a minute, let that sink in. Some of you might not let it sink in. You might let it bounce off of you because you are upset at what I say. But once again, I'm not trying to down women. Women can be used of God just like men. But, however, God made the separation. Why? Because in Galatians, it showed that men, male and female, we are the same when it comes to relationship, but we differ in callings, okay? And in that differ, God gave the priesthood authority, which when you go back to the Old Testament, God said when he gave unto what? Aaron and his sons and Moses and them, he said, this will be established in your generation for how long? Forever, okay? Amen. So,
amen.
When it comes to the spiritual offices as well as in the ministry gifts, we see that especially in the fivefold ministry, especially with the men, God gave what? The priesthood authority to men. Like I said, amen. You do not read in scripture women baptizing. You don't read in scripture. I got to say this, people. I'm sorry. I got to say that. I've had this question asked me a bunch of times through the year. Do you think women can preach? And you know what I tell them? I say, yes, they can. Yes. Because why? Preach means to proclaim. We all got, once again, in general, every believer, male or female, has an evangelistic call. Why? Because Jesus said, go and preach the gospel to all nations. Okay, so if there's a woman who say she ain't got to sit there and shut her mouth until a male show up to preach the gospel to a soul that is not saved. Do you understand that? Because that's evangelistic call in general to the body. But when it comes down to the priesthood authority, okay, once again, you don't see no women in scripture ordaining people.
Amen.
You don't see that. Now you said, well, if you're saying all that, why is that so? I just told you, ask the Lord. Hey, you got to ask the Lord about that, okay? I'm not going to sit up here and make up something and tell you why is that so. Oh, your women bones are softer than men. I'm not going to say no stuff like that, okay? We're not going to get into that. I'm just letting
Amen.
You know in the scriptures. Now,
yeah,
you women, your sisters out there, I want you to hear this, and I ain't trying to be funny. If you can prove in the mouth of two or three witnesses where the women baptized, ordained, and given sacrament in the scriptures, I accept it. I would accept it. Amen. I would accept it. I would accept it. Please show me. And I do mean that. Please show me.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm going to be honest with you. If you can show that, I'm running back to God quick and say, God, you know what? Lord, you look like you made a mistake. And I know he don't make no mistakes. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can women be used of God to teach? They sure can.
A whole lot.
Can they be used of God to give the revelation word? Yes, they can. There were prophetess, okay? Deborah was a prophetess.
Yes.
And under the Old Testament, she was a prophetess. She was a judge also over so many people. Because remember, when God had it, the judge had when the judge had to come about, it had to be because Moses couldn't judge all those people. Oh, no, man, there's too many of the Israelites. So you had some judges that was what, like what, brother, over 50? And I think it was something like what, over 100? I think that's how it was. But anyhow, Deborah was in that position. But now you get into the New Testament, you still have women prophets, but now the priesthood authority, once again, that was given unto males. By who? By God, not by Brother Nate, not by Brother Robert. Okay?
Amen.
Amen. And in that priesthood authority, because remember, the spiritual gifts where the Holy Ghost will operate in you gives you the give you the ability to do something that you could not do with your regular ability. Okay? The ministry gifts or the spiritual offices give you the authority to do something, okay? Because remember, he said, that's what? There are difference of administrations. So the apostle, pastor, evangelist, all this, they don't, their work is different, okay? For example, the pastor, he's over the local flock. Okay? The apostles
Amen.
Have to watch care of the whole body, okay? You see, the pastor don't have to watch care of the whole body. He had to watch care over the local. You understand what I'm saying? But that's the spiritual offer that he called. So in that spiritual offer, there are functions and authority you are given to do certain things, okay? Hallelujah. So
Man.
The pastor can't run out of there out there and trying to watch over the whole flock of the body of Christ, over the whole church. That's not his place in that spiritual office. His place is to watch over what? The local flock. Okay? Amen. When you look at your companies these days on this earth, even the companies are set up like that. You got companies, they got different offices, and in their office, authority to do specific things. And some have
yeah.
authority to do that others don't have authority to do, okay? But guess what? They under the same company, right? They under the same company. They're not under different companies. They're under the same company. They're just separated in different offices, and they are given authority to do certain things that the other may not be able to do, okay? And you as a regular worker, you will be able to do some things, you know, that your supervisor do, but in a sense, your supervisor is given a particular authority to do certain things that you can't do. Okay?
Amen.
So in other words, if your supervisor can go into the main office and get, let's say, paper, and they reserve it for a supervisor to come, by ability, you can run up in there, but guess what? They're going to run you out. Why? Because they say you don't have a right to be in there. Okay? Because why? You have no authority. You're not a supervisor, okay? So we gotta keep it. We gotta remember that, and this is what we've been talking about on this topic here. Unscriptural officers are not part of the restoration. That's why you got all these churches making up these offices. We read to you and talked to you about what the Mormons making up with the Roman Catholic Church, Archbishop, and all this stuff. You don't see that in Scripture.
You don't
see that in Scripture. You don't
Amen.
See nothing like that. You don't see a ward in Scripture. You don't see 70s as an office in Scripture. You see the 70s that he sent out.
Amen.
Okay? But you don't see those 70s as a spiritual office or a ministry gift in the body of Christ. People...
Yes.
You got to check it. Come on. Come on now. And many
yeah.
churches, besides the Roman Catholic Church and the Mormon Church, have made up offices.
Amen.
And you know, they tell God, say, God, you got to honor it. We put it in here. You got to honor it. You got to say yes to that. Well, guess what? Let me drop this on you as I get ready to turn over to my brother here. There's going to be a rude awakening. And some of the same people that think that the Lord has to honor it is going to find out when he tells us that I honor only what I set up. That way he's going to let them know. I honor only what I set up. So
Amen.
You can make up an office and say, I am Archbishop, Pastor, so-and-so. You can make it up. It ain't working, buddy. It's not going to work. So, having said that, brother, sorry for taking up too much time. I needed a little extra time to work with this. Brother, take it away. You got the 41 minutes here, brother, left. Take it away.
Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless your ears, eyes, hearts, and minds, O Lord God, to receive this word in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. Rebuke all the powers of the adversary that hallelujah,
yes,
continue
Lord.
To rebuke his powers in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah, that
name.
He will not have power to stop you from hearing, hallelujah, receiving, hallelujah, these
yes,
words
Lord.
Of truth in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'd like to go to... One of my favorite scriptures, this is Samuel, the 15th chapter, okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord is talking to Saul, okay? Now, Saul was a king of Israel, right?
Now, Amen.
Remember how Saul got in there, right? Saul
Amen.
Got in there because of the will of the people. Thank you, Jesus. It wasn't God's will. God let them
Amen.
Do that, okay? God let them do
yeah.
it, okay? Because they wanted, they didn't want God as their king. God's a gentleman.
Amen.
He's a gentleman.
Amen.
You don't want me to be your king? Okay. I give you what you want. Right?
Amen.
So God
Amen.
Gave them a king. Right? And then when God gave them a king, God told Samuel, Samuel, give them what they want, but protest nevertheless, okay, and tell them what manner of king they're going to have, right?
Amen.
So that's what
that's what Saul did, right? I mean, Samuel did. Samuel told him what kind of king they was going to have, right? Because the kind of king that and the kind of king that they had was the kind of people that they were. Okay?
Amen.
Now,
amen.
I guess they thought they were going to get a real good king.
Amen.
For a disobedient, hard-headed, hard-hearted people. And it ain't so.
Yeah.
You're going to get the kind of king of what kind of people you are. That's how God
Amen.
Works, okay? I mean, you think you're going to get some good rule over you and you're not a good people. Get out of here.
Amen.
That's why
Amen.
People, that's why people, when they elect a president, they elect the president that they want, okay?
Yeah.
They don't ask God what he wants. They don't ask God. They don't say, God, what do you want? Who would you have me to vote for? Who would be the? They don't try to seek out the person. They listen to a person that says, I got jobs.
Amen.
The person that says, I got this, I got that, right? They don't care
Amen.
Nothing about the political, the way the person see things. Okay, they don't care if the person believes in abortion. They don't care if the person believes in same-sex marriage. They don't care if the person don't care nothing about God's true church. They don't care nothing about that. The only thing they
Amen.
Care about is one thing. I'm going to vote for who I want to vote for. And they don't ask God his opinion. So God's a gentleman,
Amen.
Right? He don't give
Amen.
Them his opinion. You don't want that, but I tell you this, whoever you vote for, you're going to have to answer for that, okay? Hallelujah. If you ever get to heaven, you're going to have to tell why you voted for this certain person, and you might be turned back. Thank you, Jesus. Now, how I know that? Now, I know that because that has happened, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Where people, this man by the name of, what's his name, brother? Sister Rebecca Brown's husband, what's his name? I forgot his name.
Oh, his name, Daniel, ain't it? Is it Daniel?
Yeah, Daniel. Daniel got taken to heaven, right? Yeah, Daniel,
Amen.
And he had a vision. God showed him a vision, right? And God told him. He said, it's not important who I vote for, right? And so he had his life that way, where he didn't really care who he thought it wasn't a good thing for a Christian to be in political things, okay? But we are in political things, whether we like it or not. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Why? Because if we vote, if we had the power of voting, okay, we have the power of putting people in offices, right? That's
Amen.
Part of us, right? So you put a person in the office that stands for adultery, fornication, same-sex marriage, abortion, okay, Jesus out of the schools, Jesus out of the courts. They don't believe in Christ. They don't believe in nothing. Whoever you put in there, you are responsible for whoever you put in there, in office, right? So God
Amen.
Told Daniel this in his dream. He said, well, the people think that they're not responsible for who they put in the office, and they are. Whoever you put in the office, you're responsible for that person, okay? Now, sometimes you have to find out what that person believes in.
Amen.
Say, hey, I want that other person out the office. I want him out the office. And this knucklehead here is going to, well, he's a knucklehead, but this other guy's a bigger knucklehead. But you say, oh, no. I'm about to get really mad. Do you know that's the reason why Hillary Clinton didn't get in?
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton did, because people recognize things about her, okay? And they said, if that woman get in, she's going to be terrible. So they didn't do it there. That's how somebody else got in, okay? But because you are responsible for who you vote for now, just like those people there, they wanted Saul. God, they got Saul, right? God gave them Saul, okay? And God didn't put no hex or no spell on Saul. Saul was a good person when he got in there, wasn't he? Huh?
Amen. Amen.
But the Lord knew he was going to change. Through the years, the Lord God knew that this man was going to change, right? And it was going to make their life bitter. And so this is what he did. But see, people, and then now I'm going to get back to the other part of this story, okay? Now, the other part of this story is when God told Saul this, okay? He told Saul, he says, in Samuel 15:3, he said, "Now go and smite Amalekite utterly, destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and women, infant and suckling." That sounds terrible, don't it? God said, "Slay everything.
Yeah.
Don't leave. Slay the children." Slay the babies, slay the ox, slay the sheep, the camel, the men, the women, slay them all. Why did God say that? Because those people was under a terrible curse, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And see, the curse that they was under could not be broken at that time. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
But those children, now get this now, God is wise, okay? So when those children were slain, okay, those infants and sucklings, and they were slain, okay, they had a second chance with God. You know why? Because they died in their innocency, okay? Thank you, Jesus. But if they had grown up, if these same people had grown up, what would have happened? They would have been under the curse of their generational curses, okay, of their forefathers. They would have been under those curses, and they would have most likely went to hell, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm taking from the knowledge of this, okay, that since God told them to strike them dead, that's exactly where they would have been. Okay, what would have happened to them. They would have all went to hell. Thank you, Jesus. But God spared them. Okay, by letting them be slain. Okay, those little ones. Okay, hallelujah. And He let it happen to them. Okay, for a wise purpose. Okay, now don't try to judge God because you ain't got the right. You ain't got the right. You ain't got the knowledge. You ain't got nothing else either. Okay, so shut up. Now we talked about men that have this calling, right? Now you can't build anything unless God build it, right? Now Psalm 127:1-2 the second verse says, "Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it." Right? Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Okay? That means he gives his people peace. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God says, well, if God didn't tell you to build that house, you doing it in vain in the first place. This many churches, all these churches that men built up of themselves, they building in vain. Okay?
Amen.
Now, we've told you why, and we told you how, and we told you about God's people was why there has to be a restoration, okay? We told you all of that, right? We told
Amen.
You that the church was not okay, that it had, and it had to be rebuilt, and God had to restore things, okay? This is the time of restoration and restitution of all things, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, the only one that can build God's church is God, okay? And he
Amen.
Does this through his word, okay? Who is his word? Jesus is his word, okay? He's the word that comes out of the mouth of God, okay? He's the Godhead, right? Working together.
Amen.
And the Godhead says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go therein at, okay? Now, when you're looking at a lot of churches, when they used to have all these churches packed on TV, okay, how was they, you see all the people that they packed on top of each other, okay, like sardines, right, in the churches, right?
Amen.
You see how many people
Amen.
Was in these churches? Hallelujah. Now, you probably look at that and say, oh, those blessed. Where did God see, though? That ain't, but see, you, like I'm telling you, that ain't God's church, right? When you look at them,
yeah.
and a lot of people will take, they might be very angry at what I'm saying, okay, about churches, okay? You cannot church, I mean, you cannot trust men, okay? You can't trust flesh. You cannot trust my flesh. You cannot trust your pastor's flesh. You cannot trust any man's flesh, okay, when it comes to what? Leading you, guiding you, directing you, okay? Because there's only one that is supposed to lead you, guide you, and direct you, okay? Now, your pastor
Amen.
Is supposed to be your shepherd, okay? And you're supposed to follow him as he follows Christ, okay?
Amen.
But if your shepherd is blind, then most likely you are too.
Amen.
Now that don't sound right to people. I know it don't. But if your pastor is blind, most likely you are too, because you're listening to everything your pastor says. Okay? So if he's failing, that means that you're failing, right? That's why
Amen.
I tell you everything that Joseph Smith set up after a certain date, when he left the Lord's leading, when he left the Lord's spirit, when God wasn't leading him, guiding him, directing him, okay, and when they went into Mormonism, now you know that wasn't of God, right?
Amen.
So everything that he said after that, I mean, I don't care what you say after that, brother, you ain't got no room to lead nobody, to guide nobody, to bring nobody nowhere. You got to get yourself straight, my brother, okay? Because
Amen.
You done changed the name of the church, right? You done brought in polygamy, right?
Yeah.
And then you done introduced all these different weird offices into God's church, okay, that you said was God's
Amen.
Church, right? And then you
Amen.
Separated from other part of the body that testified the fact that you have received these words from God, okay? The book,
Amen.
The record, right, okay? And you went away from them.
Amen.
Now, the reason why we're telling you what we're telling you, okay, the reason why we're telling you all the things that we're telling you about Joseph Smith is so you can have a clear, precise, a reason to go to God and ask God whether what we're saying is true or not, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So that you can't say, hey, these brothers, they led me wrong. They didn't get that. All the scriptures that we've given you, okay, you can't say we led you wrong, because all
Amen.
The scriptures that we've given you, okay, they all in accordance one with another, okay? And they're all in agreement with one another, right?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And we've showed you, hallelujah, that the record of Nephite and the Bible agree one with another, okay? Now you got people
Amen.
That are going around saying that, hey, that book is just that's just some man made that book. I defy anyone to create a book like the Record of Nephi. Anyone, a professor, come on, show me anybody.
Amen.
That can make this, that can create a book that agrees with the Bible, okay? That has all the things that it has, okay? The different characters, okay? The different periods, okay? Hallelujah! The money and all that stuff, the clothes and the everything, the fashion, everything, okay? Well, it's in there, okay?
Amen.
And you say, I don't believe. Because it's just copying off the Bible. It's not copying off the Bible. It's got a completely different a culture than the Bible has, but it's got the same truth as the Bible has, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's based on, and what's the one thing that the one theme that we've been talking about, okay, throughout this whole thing, is that there's only one head of the church. That's only supposed to be one head of God's church, and that's supposed to be God himself, okay? That's only supposed to be one person that you listen to and let him lead you, guide you, direct you, okay? And it ain't me. It ain't the man of God. It ain't the preachers. It ain't the prophets, okay? It is God himself, okay? So that means you got to have a personal relationship with God, right?
Amen.
You can only have this personal relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? That's the
Amen.
Way, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me, right?
Amen.
Now, the Lord, I told you that the Lord, he builds his, he's going to build his church, right? And when he builds his church, who has the rule in God's church?
Amen.
Well, in God's church, God sets up whatever he wants to set up. God does whatever, but God does not go against his word, okay? Get it?
Amen.
are you getting this? God does not contradict his word, okay? He does not go to the left or to the right from his word. He's not going to depart from his word, okay? He's going to fulfill his word. He's going to do what he has said, but he is not going to go away from his word. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, that's how you know. And when you read the Record of Nephi, if you read it with the Holy Spirit of God, okay, and I ain't talking about sin every time I know, I just read through it and I'm talking about read it with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Read it with some fasting. Read
Amen.
It with some fasting and some prayer, okay? Thank you, Jesus. So the devil can't slip in there and suck you in. Thank
yeah.
you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm going to turn back over to my brother, okay? I hope you get these words, okay, brothers and sisters, because what we're trying to do, because we have just a little time, okay, and we're trying to
yeah.
get this out to you, okay, and we're not trying to get you to join us. We're trying
Amen.
To bring,
Amen.
What we're trying to do is just bring people the simple gospel of Jesus Christ, okay, the simplistic gospel of Christ, okay. We don't want you to join us. I don't want you to join me. I want
Amen.
You to join Jesus. We want you
Amen.
To join Jesus. We want you. We want the church to join Jesus. That's what we want.
Amen.
I don't want no church. I don't want no church under me, okay? I don't want no church following after me. your blood ain't going to be on my hands. No, it's not.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus. I'm going to give it, brother, take it away in Jesus Christ, holy righteous name. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And praise the Lord. And I pray that you have heard my brother as he delivered the message. This coming Saturday, we have the fifth and final part to this, and then I want to announce, Lord say the same, starting this coming Sunday, the new series we'll be on is Pinpoint Reasons Why Masonry Is Not Part of the Restoration. Now, when we get on that, people, once again, you know, and we just have to be truthful with you on it. Now, some of you may say, well, why are you going to speak on that? Because remember, you have people like what Joseph Smith did. You have others who claim to be of God, who is into that type of organization and claiming that it's godly. In case you hadn't heard, Masonry is being called a Christian organization. Okay? So some of you may think that as we're talking about God restoring all things, that it's going to involve this Masonic order, where it's not. Okay? We're going to give you pinpoint reasons why it's not. Okay? I did a thing on the Masonry, I think it's been 2 years ago, and on the broadcast. And, you know, many of y'all heard my story on that. Okay? And I was kept by the Lord because it was some heavy demonic activity, and I shared some of that with some of y'all, the listeners, when you listen to the broadcast when I was talking about it. But we have to sever what man is trying to attach to God, okay? We have to sever that because when we talk to you about this work of restoration, restitution, to know what is godly and what is ungodly. Because if you don't, you put them all in the same sack. And even though we have talked to you about God use a man as Joseph Smith and his humility, once again, we also let you know that he got off track, and in his pride, he started coming up with stuff that's not of God. And I know many of the Mormons won't like this, and they even testified to themselves that Joseph Smith was a Mason. And you have many people in these different churches that are Masons, okay? And, you know, you can't, quote, combine both worlds, people. You know, you either be of God or not. And if you actually knew the deep, deep things behind Masonry, where it come from, it come from that Revelation 17 church. They all into that, people. Okay? So, like I said, we've told you before, in these series that we're doing, we're going deep into it. And we just ask that y'all pray by what we give you, take it to the Lord, amen, because this thing has to be addressed. Now, I'm going to let my brother offer up a closing prayer. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we bless and sanctify your holy, righteous name, O Lord God. And we give you the honor, praise, and glory, Lord Jesus. And we acknowledge you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah,
yes,
as the only true and living God, as the only true and living truth, as the only true and living word, O Lord God. We acknowledge you, Lord God, as the only creator of men, hallelujah, hallelujah, of women, of the world, of the universe, of everything that is made, O Lord God, hallelujah, in heaven and in earth, O Lord God. We bless and sanctify your name, O Lord Jesus, and we give you and you alone the honor, the glory, and the blessing, O Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for there is only one God, and that is the Lord God, the Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Jehovah,
yes,
Jireh. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The provider of his people. He is the Lord God. Hallelujah. He alone. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
now, Lord God, we ask that you bless and sanctify the people, Lord God, that are listening to these words, Lord God, and that you will bring them back again, Lord God, to hear these words of truth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That you word the mouth of your servants, O Lord God, that they may speak your word, Lord God, in boldness, Lord God. hallelujah, and in humility, Lord God, and in love. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Praise be to God. We thank God for the word of the Lord tonight. We ask that you will listen tomorrow night, being Friday, it's Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. And then Saturday, we will be back, me and my brother, from 6 to 6:30 with the fifth and final part to this series. And then at 7 to 8:30, it will be another Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. And starting our new series on Sunday, and also, as my brother has said on one of the broadcasts, we're going to be in the prayer too, after giving you the word, breaking Mormon curses, okay? Curses that comes through the act of being connected into Mormonism. Now,
yes.
Once again, you know, and any other thing that God gives unto us. But this has to be done, people. I mean, you know, it's not of God, these other religions. They're not of God. And those
Amen.
Things have to be broken off the lives, you know, of the people who've been entangled there. So if you've been in the Masonic order or been in the Greek fraternity, sororities, these things have to be broken. Any other religion
yes.
that you was into, this has to be broken, people.
Yes.
And as we get into it, and my brother, you know, and my brother has already told you that this is something God had put on his heart and his spirit to do. And I see why, because it's very important. And some of you who's listening, you might say, hey, I was in this stuff. What do I do? How do I get out of it? How do I break this thing? Okay. Well, we're going to be praying. And remember, we always keep the phone lines open. So, hey, if you want to call in and say, hey, I'm one of those that need you to pray for me, that this curse will be broken, we will join with you in prayer and do this thing. Amen.
Amen.
So wouldn't be
Amen.
A problem with that. Okay. You can call while we're doing the broadcast. We in the middle, you know, me and my brother, we're not turning down when people need prayer
yes.
and need help in breaking curses. We're not turning you down. So don't worry about us going and say, hey, wait a minute. You got to wait a minute. You know, only time you'll hear me say something like that, the Holy Ghost really have to be on me real strong in the direction of saying, you got to get this word out. But other than that, if it's not that, so people, listen, call in anytime, okay? My brother and I, we will pray with you. Any curses on you, we'll pray that those curses will be broken in Jesus' name. Amen. So we are so
Amen.
Grateful for such an opportunity as that. So once again, we love you all. For Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.